Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Jasmine, returning your call from customer support. You left your number for us to call you back. How may I help you?
I'm having trouble understanding you. I keep getting this charge on my car. What is this? Oh, geez, now I lost it. I keep getting this charge for $39 on my card. Primary True Electronics. What is this? There's another one for 67.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get that zip code to pull up that account to better assist you?
I can't, I'm having trouble understanding you.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit.
Can you provide me with that zip code so I can pull up an account to better assist you?
I don't have an account. I've never heard of you people. What do you do?
Ma'am, in order for me to assist you, I need your zip code to see do you have an account with us. We are
Oh, my
third-party
zip
customers.
code.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 56546.
Five
What
four.
is Primary True Electronics? Can you tell me
I
that?
think that's the company that charged you, ma'am.
That is the company that charged me, but I don't
Yes.
know who they are. I've
I
got
don't.
one from November.
I never heard of the company, ma'am.
Well, who are you with?
I'm customer support. We're a third-party customer service center for over 100 companies.
Well, this is the number that's on the charge on my credit card.
They probably gave you the number. Your bank probably provided you our number because we do work with five different banks across the globe as well.
All right. Well, are you familiar with this one?
I'm not familiar with the merchant that charged your account. I never heard of that company before, ma'am.
Have you ever heard of Primary True Electronics?
No, ma'am.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't even know what that company sell, to be honest,
I
ma'am.
have no clue, but they
Can't.
keep charging me my card. I had my numbers changed and they've
Can you
charged
provide me with
again.
that? Can you provide me with that that zip code, ma'am?
Their zip code? There is no zip
No,
code. It's
your
just,
zip code, ma'am, yours.
oh, I gave it to you. 56546.
And that first and last name?
Jane Mathis.
And can you verify the shipping address?
I haven't gotten anything.
Ma'am, your shipping address, not there. I'm not asking for their
I
information.
understand that, but I haven't gotten anything from
And I
them. I
did,
just get
and I do
charged.
see an account with your name, ma'am. That's why I'm just doing my job for
Okay,
protocol,
what
ma'am.
kind of account are you seeing with my name?
Just a regular account, ma'am, and having nothing popped up yet but transactions that I'm waiting to load.
Okay, what is the account? Who is the account with?
Your name, Jane Matthews, with the
What is
email
the
they
company?
provide. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am.
Well, you've got to understand my skepticism with all the scams that are out there.
I understand that, ma'am, but I still need you to verify your shipping address.
595 200th Avenue Northwest, Georgetown.
Yes, ma'am. And I do see a charge that for a Stealth Elite drone from that company from November the 21st, where they charged you $67.32. I also see that you was fully refunded for $39.99 for November the 21st from that same company, to be exact. And I do see, however, on November the 16th, you paid shipping and, well, it wasn't shipping and handling. It was actually a contest you entered and won for that Stealth Elite drone that says it was shipped to you on November the 17th, and that was for $8.25. That company charged you $67.32, and back in November on the 21st, for that membership along with the
A
$125 gift,
membership? Oh, how do
along
I get
with
out
that
of this?
$125 gift card voucher, they
What?
And I do see, however, you already went to your bank and your account is listed as charged back on November the 30th of this year for 7:51 p.m.
We've got to stop this right now, whatever
Ma'am,
it is.
Ma'am, this already been stopped.
This?
Your account, you already went to your bank and everything. Your bank has this account on a chargeback. This, you haven't been charged since November the 21st with that company. And your bank
notated
on the account that your account is on the chargeback, meaning that 5732, that's not up to us as customer support to even do anything because you already went to your bank back in November.
Okay, so the bank has taken care of that there will be no
your
more
bank
charges.
Is determining your bank is going to determine whether you get that refund for that 5732 or not. Once they call that merchant, that company, first they're going to call that company to verify that charge. If that charge is valid, that's when they'll determine the 6732, whether it stays on your account or whether they dispute it. But that's up to your bank, ma'am. I can't even touch your account.
Okay, so am I going to get any more charges, do you know?
No, ma'am. You that was all the way from November
right.
the 21st. You haven't received anything else, meaning your account has canceled. They canceled everything. And I do see where you have a full refund for $39.99 from that same company.
Okay. As long as there are going to be no more charges.
That is correct, ma'am.
Okay. That's what I need to know then.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yep. Bye.